Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
When it comes to saving our planet, one of the most inspiring cohorts to meet is young people. Not only is their generation one of the most aware of the impacts of climate change, but they also have an idealism that can envision a greener future. One of the best places to cultivate this is in school, where a love of nature can be nurtured and acted upon. A thriving example of harnessing this passion for the planet is on display at St. Munchan's College. The secondary school has grounds of mature deciduous trees, alongside bog hotels, flowers, and is powered by solar panels. The school prioritises sustainability and is currently working towards receiving another green flag for biodiversity. I met English teacher Ken Kelly, who was involved in the school's eco-policies, to find out about what work has been undertaken and how simple changes can transform a student's mindset.
I don't know if you know, but the school is here since the 1960s. Before that, we used to be in town in Henry Street and the Crescent. And it's one of the oldest schools in Ireland, 1796 it goes back to. But we moved out to Corbury in the 1960s, 30 acres of land here. It used to be the foremost diocesan college, and now it's got a principal who's a lay principal. His name is David Quilter, who's the first lay principal in 200 years. So some of the sustainable things that we do, four flags. You might have noticed there's three flagpoles outside, but we don't have enough flagpoles for the flags that we have. One of them obviously is for the nation's flag, and another for the college flag. And the other flags that we have are litter and waste, energy, water, travel, and we're looking for a fifth flag for biodiversity this year and why we're doing it.
And could you tell me a bit about the solar panels that were installed in the school?
Yeah, so we got a flag for energy. Obviously the new school is very energy efficient. It's I was here in the noughties when you had damp on the walls and leaks, and it probably wasn't particularly healthy for some of the staff in the same classroom. The new school is very energy efficient in terms of its retention of heat and circulation of heat. The lights themselves are super efficient, so we've managed to reduce our electricity bill by 7%. And one of the things that has contributed to that is that we entered a competition 2.5 years ago for solar panels. You got €10,000 worth of solar panels if you won the competition. We managed to succeed in that. So we put the solar panels on the roof, and there's an app that comes with it, and that tells you exactly how much energy has been generated. So this morning when I went to the app at 8:15, it was generating 230 kilowatts of electricity. So over the 2.5 years, according to the app, we've saved 14,252 units of electricity. Wow. A unit of electricity is 41 cents for anybody who reads the electricity bill. So about €7,000 in 2.5 years of electricity, which equates, according to the app, to 7.5 mature trees and so many tons of carbon. It's a huge saving for the school, for the environment, but it also makes the kids more energy conscious that we have this app and we can use it in civics class.
Yeah, and I'm wondering what are some of the plans for the future with the school to get your biodiversity flag, for example?
Yeah, so biodiversity is the next flag we're going for. And for biodiversity, we have a fantastic campus here. As a coach, I coach a bit of rugby here. We're a famous school for rugby. And one of the things that does is it brings you into contact with other schools, particularly the very, very wealthy fee-paying schools, particularly in Dublin. And these have campuses that are the envy of many people. Our campus, despite the fact that we're not a fee-paying school, is a fantastic campus. As I say, over 30 acres. Lots of trees, lots of forest, right beside the river itself, four pitches. We need as much grass as we can get. If you were here in the next couple of hours, you'd see maybe 150 kids out running around on it. But some of the grass down the end is very wet, so we have already started planting trees on it. Last week and a half ago, with some fifth years, we planted 22 deciduous trees. And we got these from acorns and sycamores that are nurtured by ourselves. Also, if you went around the front, you'll see a line of oaks, or you'll see beech and hollies. They've all been planted by the kids. The avenue itself, the lichen on the trees indicates the quality of air. Apparently the air is very, very good in the campus, and it's because of the biodiversity that we have here. We also have set up bee motels. So those bee motels are for singular bumblebees, not hives themselves, which, as you can imagine, might be a step too far. But the bumblebees themselves are solitary creatures, and these bee motels will facilitate these bumblebees. And of course, they're cross pollinators and all that, so they're very, very useful.
I asked Principal of St Munchan's College, David Quilter, about how this eco-consciousness benefits the school community.
Sustainability is hugely important to the school here. I suppose we have been working over the last number of years with our green flags, and we start in the areas like litter and then water conservation, energy conservation, and now moving into biodiversity, sustainability. And it's an education for all the staff, but it's an education for all the students. So it's something that we want to progress here. We are blessed to be in a campus of 20 acres of woodland and green, and so we have a responsibility to make sure that we continue the hunt with our students and with our staff.
To find out more about the initiatives the school can take, see greenschoolsireland.org.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.